think this third set was turning point because you had the momentum with you, and there was those five games that went away, and it seems it switched after that.
Yeah, I felt that when I got when I won the second set, I felt that I think the momentum was on my side. I felt I was playing a little bit better. I started to be just the one who was controlling the game. Had to love 15-40 for double break, and then 3-1 another break point, just to makeable as well a return. I didn't, and then things turned around. I didn't play too well until the end of that third set, and then in the fourth it was. I mean, we were holding serve quite comfortably from both sides, but I was just feeling that you know, today was quite heavy conditions. The balls were quite heavy, and even I felt from his racket or my racket, the balls were not coming as quick as usual. You know, just the balls were a little bit quite heavy, and it was not easy also to control. So just a pity in the end to lose. I felt that you know, in parts of the match I was even playing better and had some chances, and then just at the end lost that few critical points which could make a difference.
There were a lot of Argentinian supporters cheering very, very loud for Del Potro today. Did this affect your focus or your game in any way?
No. I mean, they were quite fair. You know, it's the crowd was fair on both sides. You know, as just being few Argentinians there more, but they were, you know, cheering quite fair for both sides. So it was okay.
Marin, we said before the match that you were both holding serve really well, mm-hmm. and it would be difficult to break. In the match, were you aware that just one break of serve could help change the momentum? And how does that affect the way you play on the court?
Yeah, I felt that. I felt that even yesterday when we were playing before the rain break, before the first rain break, he was actually the one who had more chances, several break points. I saved those with a few aces, a few good points, and then I was left 30 at 5-all when we stopped, came back, won that game, tough one, and then in the tiebreak I was actually having more chances to be actually up in the tiebreak. Then we stopped again, and today I lost those two starting points, but regrouped well, played well that second set, yeah, and of course a couple points could have made a difference. And I think that third set, if I would have went up a little bit more with the score, it would definitely help, and for me to have you know, that extra freedom and to be even two sets to one up.
Marin, in general, you had a very good run in Melbourne. Mm-hmm. This is a good Roland Garros, but you still have two more slams to demonstrate that you play all around game, for instance.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's last, you know, out of last five Grand Slams, I made quarterfinals or better on four of them, so that's quite pleasing. But still, you know, I felt that today, you know, I could have won this match as well. I had some chances, so that's always very bitter at the end of the match when you know you have chances and then you lose that. I know that Juan is a great player, very, you know, great quality player, but still it's a pity to lose like this.
It's not that common to see you lose your temper a little bit, showing the frustration. Was this because, as you just said, you felt you could get this when it was slipping away? Because I think I saw you complaining more to your box in one match than since the start of the whole season.
Yeah, I just felt that my level could improve for, you know, 10-20% at least, and I was missing some balls that usually I don't miss. You know, I felt that you know, just because of the heavier balls. Also yesterday it was raining on few occasions, and then also again today it was just difficult to find the rhythm. I was just becoming quite frustrated as I was missing makeable balls and the ones that I'm making usually. So that was difficult to swallow. So it was not easy. I was trying and being positive, but things were not turning around.
Marin, there will be now a lot of focus on Wimbledon, and you will be one of the favourites going into that tournament. There is also an up-and-coming young player called Roger Federer. I don't know how much you know about him, but do you have the confidence and belief that you can win Wimbledon?
It's still far from this moment. Next week probably I'm going to have some rest and then play at Queen's. That's the focus for the moment. Take it week by week, day by day, get into the form. Obviously, grass court season is short, and I want to be in good form with that. I'm glad that the knee injury is behind me. I'm feeling physically well. Played good tennis here and played several matches. I mean, in the end, with the result wise, it's not bad to have a course again here at French Open. So it's looking good for grass court season. I'm looking forward to play there, but still taking it step by step. Yeah.